If somebody stayed in, at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you say you stayed a...
Stayed 2 weeks, probably 2 weeks, something like that.
If you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody.
If they've got a watch, what time is it?
And he'd pull out his watch, and if it was 15 minutes past what time it is now, you'd say it was...
Well, some people say a quarter past, some would say 15 past.
Okay. Or if it was 7:45, you might also say, talking about 8, you'd say it was a quarter.
A quarter to 8.
Now, you've been doing something for quite a long time, you say. Somebody asks you, how long you been doing that? If you're out in the field, you say, oh, I've been doing this for quite a spell. And if something happened on this day last year, you say, well, it happened about
a year ago.
Okay. Is there a way, I know you've been farming a long time, and you probably watch the farm reports on TV, but is there a way that you can watch the weather or check the weather yourself, you know, just by sort of personal, your own way?
Oh, now you've got these old folk signs. I guess they learned them from the Indians, and first one thing to another, and a lot of them mean something, a lot of them don't.
What are some of them? Can you tell me?
Okay, you say lightning in the north, rain 24 hours. Okay, as a rule, that's a cold front coming when you see lightning in the north.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to rain. Now, that's where they got that idea. Lightning in the south, dry weather, because it's a rule, the front's already passed you, and it's lightning in the south. Your front's moved from the northwest to the southeast. So there's a certain amount of truth in it.
Okay. Other things like...
Oh, no, let me see. Some of them you say something, they watch the birds and that thing. No, I never paid much attention to those things.
Or the crop? You ever look at the thickness of the corn?
That's something else you can't tell anything about either that I never could. Try to predict the hard one and all that kind of stuff. The weatherman can't tell it 3 days in advance. These other things mean the thing either.
Okay. Well, you might look up in the sky and just look at the
clouds, the type of clouds you have. If you look at the winds out of the south down here, it's blowing moisture off the gulf. That means it's likely to rain. You're likely to have showers.
Mm-hmm.
If it's blowing out of the north or out of the northeast, back over land, that's dry wind because it's not picking up any moisture. Now, another section of the country will. The wind may be blowing from the east to bring moisture in, which would bring rain to them. It'll just depend on where you are.
Yes, sir. What about when the wind just stops? When the wind...
You'd say it's calm.
Okay, and then the wind starts...
blowing.
Okay. You get any bad wind, too?
Mm-hmm. In the last 15 years, it's getting to be a lot of tornadoes and things around.
Had any damage?
Oh, yeah, I haven't. But there's been 4 in 3 or 4 miles of here. Pretty considerable damage.
The wind did what?
Well, it destroyed whatever it hit.
When you have a lot of rain in a little time, you say you have a
gully washer.
Okay. Then when you have lightning and noise with it, you say?
Thunder and lightning.
I believe we're having a what?
Electrical storm.